Thank you. This is Micah Bornstein sitting in for John Kane, and this is another edition of Eye on the Arts. Joining me today is Northwest Indiana artist Felix Maldonado, a.k.a. Flex, and he's here to talk a little bit about some of his projects. Welcome, Felix.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So, Felix, I know you're a Northwest Indiana muralist. Where predominantly do you work, or is it not as easy as that?
It's not that easy, actually. Yeah, I mean, I do predominantly do work around here naturally because I'm from around here, but I do have extensive work down from all over the state of Indiana, Indianapolis, Lafayette, just recently in Fort Wayne, so and a couple other areas, even including Chicago. So I've had my my fortune in working around the area here.
So can you talk about a few of the more recent projects that you're working on? I know there's a few.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, let's just back up and say that this year was actually kind of as you know, complicated because of the pandemic and whatnot. So a lot of my projects had to be put on hold throughout the spring, early summer, I mean. So, but I was able to eventually catch up to a bunch of my works, such as the one in East Chicago, which is the Botanical Gardens, which was a two-part sort of mural project. So I basically wrapped the whole botanical garden greenhouse to fit the aesthetics of what's going on in there, which is obviously flowers and plants. So that was a nice mural to work on.
And if people want to see that work, is that on their website, the Botanical Gardens mural website? Was there any news stories that covered that?
You know,
locally?
I know it was in their paper, and okay. I know they had it in their EC Life city paper. So
okay.
If not, I'm sure I'll have it up on my website to take a look at. What else? I've done actually just right now recently, last Friday, I just finished the mural, believe it or not, in this cold weather, at the this place called OJ's Game Over. It's on, I believe, 719 West 151st. That's in East Chicago as well. East 151st and Indianapolis Boulevard, exactly. And it's basically the final shot of Michael Jordan, which was a very complex project to complete because if you're familiar with the image, it's basically Michael Jordan finishing his last shot before he retired in front of like this huge crowd. So to be able to accomplish creating a crowd back there was quite a feat. So, but not impossible. So,
well, I know I'll search that image out. But I know you're also no stranger to large projects, and you know I know you because of your involvement in the Indy Windy exhibition at South Shore Arts a couple of years back. And
yeah.
you had that great image on the cover of our publication Convergence of your Jackson 5 mural. I'm not sure if it's a sore spot right now, but did you want to talk at all about that mural and what's happened?
You know, no sore spot at all. You know, I was, you know, it was just, I was grateful enough to just be able to, you know, have that project come to me and, you know, be able to bring that to life, you know, with the help of back then Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson and the RDA, Joe Van Dyke. They approached me a while back, I think 2016, to create this mural. Just to be able to have the honor to paint the Jackson 5 was outstanding. And you know, again, it wasn't so much, and as I stated in an interview I had recently about it, because once they, obviously when they were tearing it down, everybody was, you know, panicking and calling me and telling me, oh my God, Felix, we're so sorry, and whatnot. But I mean, at the end of the day, that mural was not for me. It was meant for the people of Gary. So, like I had mentioned to the person that interviewed me, I said, hey, listen, don't talk to me about it. You know, talk to the people of Gary and ask them how they feel about it. But, from what I understand, Mayor Prince, or now Mayor from Gary, yeah, Mayor Prince, and the Jacksons apparently have gotten together and are planning to reach out to me for something a little more permanent. So,
hey, congratulations!
Yeah, thank you. So, in a way, it's a good thing, but a bad thing, but a good thing. So, I'm happy with it.
Well, that's a wonderful sentiment, and I'm glad that something positive sounds like it's going to come out of it. And I know I was a little sad to see it go, but You know, congratulations on this new development. And just to close with that, you know, just I did say it's a large project. This was a rather large mural, which was why I brought it up. Felix, I'd love to sit here and talk with you all day about all your projects, but we only have 5 minutes, and I'm going to have to let you go. And I thank you for joining us on Eye on the Arts.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for having me, guys.
This was Micah Bornstein sitting in for John Kane for Eye on the Arts, and I hope that you can join us next time.